Namaste. Welcome to Satsang today. I wanted today to continue our exploration into meditation. For myself, meditation, awakening, those really became synonyms. Meditation moved from something that was something I was sitting down to do into more and more something I was just being, and that dividing line doesn't really exist, but it can be a lot easier than perhaps we recognize when we can embrace the simplicity of meditation. Meditation, at least as far as I'm using the word, is really direct focus on what we really are, and that is the self, the infinite being, the supreme self, the one, whatever we want to call it, awareness, silence, that is the essence, the essential nature of everything, including ourselves. And it is the only thing that really exists. It takes all of these shapes, makes these shapes, all these species, sentient and insentient things. Once we can really come to recognize that, our life will turn into much more peaceful exploration of what that self is, rather than perhaps our previous mode of functioning as trying to find what we want, trying to get what we want so that we feel happier, we feel more peaceful. Those things will come that we want, but as a reflection, as an agreement with our peace, our joy. So I wanted to do some meditation today, just to kind of get in touch with how simple it can be. And in the Dissolving the Ego book, there are 14 different names that I've given to the self, the noumenon, that which is not a thing, that which we really are. And today I want to focus on the contextual field. So most people either start off liking or not liking that name, but it is really just the invisible silent field, which is in the background of everything that exists. Once we know how to focus upon that, then everything that's happening inside the field, the whole manifestation, our life, our body, our thoughts, everything, is really experienced from a much different place. It's experienced as if it's happening inside us, and it's not impacting us in the same way as if we feel we are someone inside the contextual field. So we're going to do the meditation slightly differently to how I've done it before. We're going to split it into two parts. We're going to start with our eyes open, and at a certain point we can close our eyes. I'll let you know when. See if you can stay with your eyes open, just to push through a couple of assumptions that we have that tend to slow down our perception of reality. And we're just going to practice a very general, simple technique, which is the most direct form of meditation possible, at least that I've come across, and hope you'll find it as simple and as joyful as I do. So we're just going to take a few moments, maybe 15, 20 minutes, to experience meditation. And before we start, I just want you to let go of trying to get anywhere. Every time we meditate, we're going to feel that we've experienced the truth deeper. And that's never going to end. That's not ended for me. I'm still experiencing it deeper. There's no finish line. There's just deeper and deeper recognition of what we already are, of what already everything already is. So you can give yourself a break. There's no hard work to do here. So we're just going to start with our eyes open, and we're going to keep those eyes open so that we don't drift off into a deep state. We're going to recognize reality quite clearly and simply. And as we do this, we're going to get in touch with the contextual field. The field, the context, is the background of our experience. And the content is what's appearing inside the field. So just as if you had a field of grass, there would be a field of grass, and then there would be all the things inside. So there might be flowers, weeds, walls, animals in that field. So we're just going to focus on the context, the background. And as we do that, it automatically includes the content. Our body, our mind, our emotions, our experience is the content. Our sense of separate sense of self is the content too. So very, very simply, just to put it into simple terms, let's just start by noticing the room that you're sitting in. And as you look at the room you're sitting in, you can just recognize, kind of zooming out to recognize the whole room, more awareness of your peripheral vision, that you're inside, your body's inside the room. And your eyes may be looking at one thing or the other, but your awareness is kind of zoomed out to recognize the whole room. So right now I'm looking at this webcam and I'm aware of the room that I'm sitting in. So we're just noticing the field. The room is like the field. And noticing, when we notice the space in the room, the field, as we do that, it's naturally inclusive of everything in the field. Everything in the room is included in what you can perceive. So you can move your eyes around the room, look at specific objects. There's your body. There may be objects appearing in a subtle way, thoughts, emotions, maybe a sense of confusion about the meditation, maybe something trying to get somewhere with this meditation. We're just relaxing, noticing the field, the space of the room as a whole. So we can zoom out, noticing the wholeness of the room, even while we're looking at one particular object with our eyes. Very simple thing. So let's just take a moment to do that. There's the room of your being. And whatever your eyes are focused upon, whatever your ears are hearing, your attention can just be open, noticing the whole room. And you notice that when you do that, you can't really focus intently on any particular object. They're just here, sitting inside the field. So in this room I'm sitting in, there is this desk, this laptop, there is my body, there is sofa, there's all the furniture in the room. And my attention is just upon the wholeness of the room, kind of zoomed out. Very simple, very effective meditation. Keeping our eyes open just for this time. Meditation then can be as simple as bringing our attention to the field, the background in which all of these objects are appearing. So right now we're just noticing the field, the context, the space in which it's all happening. And here we're calling it field. We can call it our consciousness. It doesn't matter. Whatever word works for you. Noticing that we just have a habit to focus on the content, the thoughts, the thingness inside the field, and shifting attention to the field itself. Subtle shift of perception, just noticing the empty space in which the room is appearing. Very, very simple thing to do. And if at any point, with your eyes open, you find your attention has zoomed into an object in the room, or an object in your head, a thought, or a sensation in the body, it doesn't matter, nothing's going wrong. It's the habit of attention to zoom in again, currently, that's all. Just gonna zoom it back out again when we notice, bringing attention back to the space in the room. And again, noticing that your body, your mind might respond to the zooming out in a very positive way. It actually costs a lot of energy to zoom in. We've just been doing it so long that we haven't noticed how much energy we're constantly expending. So just noticing the space in the room, recognizing already you can notice the field, no matter what your ears are hearing, your eyes are seeing. Meditation in this way can be an ongoing thing, a more and more continuous thing, a simple way of being, a simple way of having attention, rather than something we're sitting down to do necessarily. So if your attention has wandered, just bring it back to the field, noticing the space. All of the objects are still here. Just begin to experience them in a different way. They're just here. The objects are just here, appearing in the field. And as we practice this very simple meditation, again, with our eyes open for now, you can notice that our body, our thoughts just begin to be experienced more and more like all the other objects in the room. They're just here. They're not so much my thoughts, my body. They're just thoughts. So just this very simple but profound and effective meditation. Simply noticing if you've zoomed in. And if you have, bringing attention back to the field, the background, the context itself, in which the room and your body is appearing. Very, very powerful, very, very simple. Very relaxing. And your body and mind may begin to feel as if they're just slowing down a little bit, relaxing. So meditation is happening here quite effortlessly, just noticing the context in which all this is happening. Just noticing the field, the background. And from time to time, attention will zoom in, usually to a thought, It will contract around a thought. It doesn't matter. You just zoom it back out when you realize. Doesn't matter how often that occurs, attention is going to zoom in to something in the room you're sitting in, to these words, to a thought, an emotion, maybe some frustration. Whatever is happening is the content, the thingness, the coming and goingness. And we're just zooming back out, noticing that we can already do that quite easily. Just noticing again, resetting attention back to the open mode, just noticing the field itself, the silent, invisible space in which all of this is occurring, which is our fundamental nature. And as we begin to relax into our meditation, if you want to, you can close your eyes. You don't have to. If you'd like to keep them open, you can also. Either is fine. And as we close our eyes, if you want to, you'll notice immediately again, as soon as you close your eyes, there's just empty space in which there is no content as yet. There's just invisible nothingness, the field. And at some point, noticing that field, a thought will arise inside the field. Attention may zoom in to that thought. It doesn't matter again. Or to a sound. There are sounds in our environment. Wherever we are, whatever is happening. So meditation can just be as simple as noticing when we've zoomed in and zooming back out again. Bringing attention back, no big deal. Zooming out to the field is the same whether our eyes are open or closed. The field is always here and silent, unmoving, unchanging. And it becomes much more relaxing, much more enjoyable to begin to focus upon the field. Naturally, as we focus on the context, the field, the background, you can see that it includes the content. So we're noticing the field, we're automatically aware of any thoughts that pop up, any emotions, any sensations. Anything that moves in our inner or outer world is just moving inside the field. The field doesn't exclude anything. We don't have to get rid of any thoughts or anything like that, no hard work. So just noticing the field. Could meditation be as simple as that? Just cultivating a habit of zooming out, not judging ourselves when we zoom in. It's going to happen, it's okay. Some thoughts, some emotions, some beings seem to cause us to zoom in. But as we just relax, allow ourselves to recognize the field, silent, invisible, still, it is just being. It is neutral. It isn't trying to change anything, any of the content of the field. It isn't trying to manipulate thoughts, emotions, experience. It is just here. And we're simply focusing on it because it's real and permanent. As we focus on the context, the field, just zooming out, simply bringing our attention back to the field as many times as we notice it's moved. If we get caught up with a thought for a minute, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going wrong, and there's no work to do. Enjoying the simplicity of meditation. Whatever content attention wanders to, a sound in your environment, a thought, a feeling, a sensation in the body. You just simply bring attention back to the field as soon as you notice. Noticing how much nicer it feels to zoom out. And that zooming in is simply a habit that we can turn around. And at some point, as we practice this, zooming out will become the habit, automatically, effortlessly. And even before it becomes a habit, we'll notice that we cannot suffer when we're zoomed out, we are just that space. We are the context, we are the field in which your body is appearing, my body is appearing. It's limitless, endless, constant. It's already free. Just bringing your attention back to the field, to the content, moving around in the context. Even our thoughts become an aid to meditation. The thoughts are appearing inside the field. Noticing thoughts, then noticing the field. Just relaxing into this very simple way of being. This is the awakened state, noticing the field, zoomed out, aware of all the thingness inside the field, but not particularly paying attention to anything, not giving anything any specialness. All just is. The invisible, silent field is stable, permanent, everywhere, permeates all of the things, the objects. It is their essence. And we're simply cultivating a new habit, our default setting has been to zoom in. The more that we practice recognizing the field, the background of our experience, the more that field will reveal itself to us effortlessly as something amazing. Right now, it's just a field. Maybe it doesn't feel amazing at all. It's just nice to notice. So let's just take a couple of minutes to notice the field. And during that time, if your attention wanders, you just simply bring it back. Just simply zoom back out again. Thank you. So meditation can be as simple as this. And as we bring this meditation to a formal close, we don't have to stop meditating. We can open our eyes, continue to be aware of the field as much as possible, recognizing that just by doing this, our default setting is going to change. At some point, attention will automatically, effortlessly, habitually go to the context than what's appearing in the field. It doesn't need to be hard work. It doesn't need to be difficult.